Hey there, Stoic Squad. This is your boy Dylan Brooks here to pump you up and help you level up that mental game. Today we're tackling something huge, something that trips us all up at some point, fear. You know that feeling when you're staring down a mountain of a goal, and that voice in your head starts whispering, maybe it's too big, or what if you fail? Yeah, that little gremlin loves to play tricks on us. But guess what? Fear doesn't have to be the boss of your life. We can learn to tame it, use it as fuel, and ultimately, take action towards those dreams that are burning bright inside of you. Here's the deal, folks. Overcoming fear isn't about becoming fearless, because let's face it, nobody is truly fearless. It's about understanding fear, recognizing its patterns, and learning to make decisions despite it. First up, identify your fear. What exactly are you afraid of? Is it failure? Rejection? The unknown? Pinpointing it is like shining a light on the monster under your bed. It loses its power when you see it for what it really is. Ever felt like you're stuck in a rut because you're scared to step out and try something new? Fear can hold us back from pursuing our passions, taking risks, and even just having fun. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. That voice telling you can't do it? Well, it's probably full of it. We all have an inner critic, but we don't need to listen to every word it says. When fear tries to creep in, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, our fears are based on assumptions and what-ifs rather than reality. Remember, failure is a stepping stone, not a stumbling block. Every great success story has a trail of stumbles and setbacks. Think about your favorite athletes, entrepreneurs, or artists. They've all faced their share of challenges. It's how they bounced back, learned from their mistakes, and kept pushing forward that made them who they are today. Visualize success. This one is powerful. Imagine yourself achieving your goals. Feel the excitement, the sense of accomplishment. By focusing on the positive outcome, you can start to shift your mindset and build confidence. Think about it like this: if you keep visualizing failure, that's exactly what you're more likely to experience. Take small steps. You don't have to climb Mount Everest in one day. Break down your goals into smaller, more manageable tasks. This makes them less intimidating and gives you a sense of progress as you go. Celebrate those small victories along the way. Picture this. You've got this amazing idea for a business, you're passionate about it, you know it has potential, but fear is holding you back. What if it doesn't work out? What if people laugh at me? That inner critic is starting to sound pretty loud, right? But here's the thing. That fear of failure could be masking a deeper desire, a yearning to create something meaningful, to make a difference. So, how do you overcome it? First, identify those fears, the what-ifs and negative thoughts swirling around in your head. Then challenge them. Ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen? Would it truly be the end of the world? Probably not. Remember, even if things don't go exactly as planned, you'll gain valuable experience and learn something along the way. Next, take small steps. Start by researching your market, talking to potential customers, or developing a business plan. Every step you take, no matter how small, moves you closer to your goal and builds confidence. And finally, visualize success. Imagine yourself launching your business, seeing it thrive, and making an impact. Keep that vision in mind, it'll fuel your motivation and help you overcome any obstacles that come your way. So, remember, fear is a natural part of life, but it doesn't have to control you. By identifying it, challenging those negative thoughts, celebrating small victories, and taking action, you can conquer your fears and achieve your goals. You're capable of amazing things. Go out there and prove it. Now, I want to hear from you. What fear are you ready to face? What's one small step you can take today towards your dream? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell your friends about the Stoic Mind Gym. We're here to help you level up that mental game, one workout at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.